You're listening to SBS News.
As the Taliban took control of Afghanistan last August, Australia evacuated thousands of people, fearful of the resurgent militant group. They went from prominent or public backgrounds in the media, sport, political and the artistic fields, to starting their lives from scratch in Australia. One year on, some have found new jobs, carved new hopes and friendships, while others still yearn to help those they left behind in Afghanistan. One of those who fled is Mursal. Life looks very different these days for Mursal. The Afghan teenager is enjoying the freedom to play the sport she loves, without facing threats for doing so.
I didn't imagine one day I will be in Australia and playing soccer with such a big team like Melbourne Victory with a professional staff. It's like a dream that come true.
When Mursal signed up to play soccer at her school in Afghanistan's capital Kabul 5 years ago, little did she know that the decision would one day lead her to a football field in Melbourne, playing under the banner of a major A-League team. In Afghanistan, she was on the school running team, but on a whim, heeded a sports teacher's advice to play in a soccer tournament, and she was good at it. So good, in fact, she would soon make the Afghanistan National Under-17 Women's Team. But on her way to training, people would look at her with disdain.
Most of the people did not accept playing soccer. Whenever I was on the way going to play soccer or when I catched a taxi and spoke, "Hey, I want to go to Afghanistan Football Federation," they acted like I'm a bad girl or some bad person.
When the Taliban advanced into Kabul in August last year, after taking control of the country district by district, Mursal and her teammates made the difficult decision to flee. She knew a new dawn for the Taliban would spell the end of her dreams of playing football professionally. One year after boarding an evacuation flight out of Kabul, the 19-year-old's life looks completely different. She's living life as a regular teenager in Melbourne, playing for Melbourne Victory under its humanitarian program and hoping to continue studying. When the Taliban took over Afghanistan, Mursal says her life was in danger, as the Taliban did not accept girls who played football. She battled crowds at Kabul airport with her teammates from the national women's team to board an evacuation flight. While she thinks she was lucky enough to get out when she did, she says it's been a lonely experience.
Unfortunately, I don't have my own family and I'm by myself, and it's the hard part of my journey to Australia. Because being alone and not having your own family with yourself, even your parents or even one of your siblings, it's too hard. And living with yourself all alone is really such a hard situation that nowadays I have experience of this.
Australia evacuated more than 5,000 Afghans as the Taliban took over last year, including Khalid Amiri, who escaped by contacting a federal minister on social media. The journalist was fearful of the Taliban's crackdown on press freedom, as it was his job to hold the Taliban accountable. As a reporter for the state broadcaster Radio Television Afghanistan, he would regularly report the militant group's latest attacks on the country.
We lost many of our dear colleagues and friends, and I posted their pictures on Twitter. I still have those screenshots where the Taliban told me, if you continue to do so, then be ready to be in the next turn for the assassination attempt. So yeah, in the past couple of weeks before the fall of Afghanistan in the last August, we saw a rise in the torturing, assassination, in the kidnapping of journalists, activists, in any outspoken voice that was in Afghanistan.
He never imagined he'd end up a refugee.
It's a pain, it's a trauma that will live on in our hearts forever, because we never thought of becoming refugees. Becoming refugee is never a choice. You become one when you're left with no other choices.
Now, with a scholarship at the University of Melbourne, he's aiming to use it for good.
And I can be vocal for the people who are left behind in Afghanistan, particularly my friends and my colleagues from the media fraternity, where a large number of female colleagues of mine are confined to their homes currently. Women are not allowed to work. The irony is that Taliban have no issues with women polishing shoes on the roads of Kabul, but they have issues with women serving in government offices or teaching at universities or doing their jobs in offices. So I feel very fortunate that I can at least raise up the voice for those people who are left behind in Afghanistan. And after completing my studies, definitely I'm hoping that I'll do something that can bring up a change in the life of my people.
Naqib Foratan is also among the lucky ones to now call Australia home. Along with his young family, he arrived with his parents and siblings, who are now all working in Canberra. He worked for an Afghan women's advancement project alongside Australian soldiers in Kabul. The NATO project was aimed at combating domestic violence, but it also hoped to build the capacity of women in the Afghan armed forces and to groom the next generation of Afghan women leaders. Mr. Foratan says it was hoped one day the program would help lead a woman to the Afghan presidency. He is devastated to have seen all of his hard work collapse under the Taliban.
All the achievement we had, all the hard work we have done to the Afghanistan's women and society and community, everything collapsed. Yes, currently seeing the Afghan girl cannot attend their school above sixth grade. So we were imagining the future of Afghanistan to see people, to see women in the leadership position.
Mr. Foratan and his siblings, as well as his wife, are all working in various fields in the nation's capital, from legal aid to accounting to the public service. Mr. Foratan is also studying under a scholarship with the Australian National University. He's mostly grateful for the education his young daughter now is guaranteed to, a prospect she would not have had in Afghanistan. The preschooler has already learned a few words in English.
Every day my daughter, which goes to preschool and coming back, she learns something new. She providing me with a new sentence, or whether it is a very short sentence, but I can see how good she is settling, how good she is making friends. And also my wife, she is very much happy with her work, with her co-worker and everything. So we are actually seeing our future very much brighter than we have imagined.
In the days following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan, Australia evacuated about 4,100 people from the country on 32 flights, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says. DFAT has made available 31,500 visas through the humanitarian and family visa programs, and as of the 5th of August had received 47,912 applications, comprising an estimated 211,122 applicants. 6,000 permanent humanitarian visas have been granted to date. Gareth Borum, SBS News.